us, mind joyous free, flaming life, forsooth was mine. Sad am I, glad am I, for today I'm dreaming of, dreaming of them. Yeah, you was my truth, was my joyous free, flaming life, forsooth was mine. Sad am I, glad am I, for today I'm dreaming of, I'm dreaming of, I'm dreaming of yesterday.
Melissa Walker here on KPR from her 1999 album, Moment of Truth. It's Melissa Walker's version of Yesterday's. Wonderful band with saxophonist Steve Wilson and Craig Handy, pianist George Colligan, bassist and drumming, bass and drums from Kiyoshi Kitagawa and drummer Clarence Penn, guitarist Paul Ballenbach, percussionist Steve Kroon, Melissa Walker, who happens to be the wife of bassist Christian McBride. Mary Lou Williams out of the Vinyl Vault up next in about 5 minutes. We'll be hearing from our Jazz Album of the Week this week on Kansas Public Radio, trombonist Conrad Herwick's new album, The Latin Side of McCoy Tyner. Support for Jazz in the Night on Kansas Public Radio comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering hardscaping across the KPR listing area, including patios and retaining walls. More information about creating your backyard oasis at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com. Well, here's Mary Lou Williams' 1975 recording on Steeplechase Records. Came out in this country on Inner City Records. The album was called Free Spirits, with Buster Williams on bass and Mickey Roker drums. This is Mary Lou Williams at the piano, the Bobby Timmons soul jazz piece called That There, here on KPR. Thank you. Williams at the piano from the Vinyl Vault here on KPR, the 1975 recording Free Spirits with Buster Williams bass, Mickey Roker drums, and Bobby Timmons tune, Dat Dare. We're here, and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Well, Saturday night at the Iowa City Jazz Festival, the crowd was treated to a just fantastic performance by alto saxophonist Lakeisha Benjamin and her band. We're going to hear from Lakeisha's new album, taking the music from her album Phoenix a few years ago and doing a live version of that music. The new album is called Phoenix Reimagined Live, and we will be hearing from that, the piece New Mornings. Before we go there, though, it's trombonist Conrad Herwig. Our jazz album of the week from Conrad is called The Latin Side of McCoy Tyner. Let's hear from that one right now here on Kansas Public Radio with Fly with the Wind. That's alto saxophonist Lakeisha Benjamin and New Mornings here on KPR from her new album, Phoenix Reimagined, live with Zakiya Curtis at the piano, Elias Bailey and E.J. Strickland, bass and drums. We started the set off with the McCoy Tyner piece, Fly With the Wind, as done on the new album, The Latin Side of McCoy Tyner, led by trombonist Conrad Hurwig. That is our jazz album of the week here on KPR's Jazz in the Night. We'll hear some more from it this evening and throughout the week as well. I'm Bob McWilliams. Great to be here with you on KPR. We're going to be getting to the new one from trumpeter Eddie and Charles, and up next, the new one from trombonist Nick Finzer. It's been said that sound bites are all that matters when it comes to the news. Well, KPR, you get more than sound bites. You get background, context, thoughtful reporting, in-depth analysis, insightful commentary. Support that news and the music on KPR at KansasPublicRadio.org. Nick Finzer paying tribute to the great J.J. Johnson in the centennial year of trombonist J.J. Johnson's birth. The album is called Legacy, and the tune we'll hear is Shortcake, trombonist Nick Finzer on Kansas Public Radio. Thank you. trombonist Nick Finzer on Kansas Public Radio, and the J.J. Johnson piece Shortcake from Nick's new album Legacy, a centennial celebration of J.J. Johnson. J.J. wrote that piece. Nick played it with Renee Rossness at the piano, Rufus Reed and Louis Nash, bass and drums. We've got some new big band music from the Chris McDonald Jazz Orchestra. We'll hear that in about 15 minutes after an NPR news update. And we've got the terrific new album from trumpeter Eddie and Charles, who's also the leader of his Creole Orchestra. He wrote all the arrangements on this album, including this arrangement of Centerpiece, a tune that Harry Sweets Edison wrote and that John Hendricks added lyrics to. Lambert Hendrickson Ross sang that. On this album, the special guest singer Renee Marie with the Eddie and Charles Creole Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio.
You're my centerpiece. have in your mind. Well, ooh, I know how to give exactly what you need. Mm-hmm. Your satisfaction guarantee. Baby, baby, I can lose you, baby. But what would I do without you, baby? 'Cause I need.
Music from the new album, Eddie and Charles Creole Orchestra, featuring guest singer Renee Marie there on centerpiece. The trumpeter Eddie and Charles arranged all the music on the album. That arrangement had his had him featuring solo space for Sullivan Fortner at the piano, John Ellis saxophone, and Ben Williams drums. Centerpiece with Renee Marie, the Eddie and Charles Creole Orchestra, here on Kansas Public Radio's Jazz in the Night.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep with NPR News. Any good news organization should bring you points of view that you agree with and points of view that you don't. Facts that make you uncomfortable. Our job is to bring you the full picture in context so you can decide. This is NPR.
And this is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. In a little more than 15 minutes, one out of the vinyl vault from the New York Jazz Quartet in 1977. Now, that was a band that had Frank West on flute and saxophones and Roland Hanna, Sir Roland Hanna at the piano, plus George Braz and Richard Pat bass and drums. We'll hear from them from the vinyl vault. There's some of the music on the way right after the news. New big band music from the Chris McDonald Jazz Orchestra. We've also got the pianist Jihi Hios, new one, trumpeter Anthony Stanko. And we'll have another visit with the Conrad Herwig Latin Side of McCoy Tyner album, our KPR Jazz Album of the Week. I'm your host, Bob McWilliams. Love to get your emails. You can send those to radiobob@ku.edu. And also would love to have you come follow me on Instagram. You can find me there as KPR Radio Bob.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. House and Senate Democrats huddled in private today to discuss whether President Biden should remain the party's nominee. There were no new public calls from Democrats for Biden to withdraw, but NPR's Deirdre Walsh reports that concerns remain.
Many Democratic House and Senate members left closed-door meetings telling reporters the talks were family conversations that were ongoing. Top leaders say they support Biden. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer pressed three times about concerns from fellow Democrats that the president may not be up to the job, repeated the same short answer.
As I've said before, I'm with Joe.
Members of the Congressional Black Caucus say they are strongly backing Biden, but several red state Democrats repeated calls for Biden to show he can perform in unscripted events. The president insists he's not going anywhere. After this week's NATO summit in Washington, he heads to Michigan to campaign. Deirdre Walsh, NPR News, The Capitol.
Ukraine's president is in Washington, urging NATO members to send more aid to his country. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, Ukraine is a major topic at the NATO summit.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says it made a difference when the U.S. lifted restrictions on its military aid and allowed Ukraine to use U.S. weapons to strike military targets inside Russia. He says Ukraine was able to destroy Russian missiles that had been hitting the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv.
And this gave Kharkiv protection from missile strikes. Imagine how much we can achieve when all limitations are lifted.
Speaking at the Ronald Reagan Institute, Zelensky says he's counting on more support from the U.S. and NATO, which is holding a 75th anniversary summit here this week. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
This June was the second warmest ever recorded in the United States. That's according to federal climate data. NPR's Rebecca Hersher reports that overnight temperatures broke records in many regions.
Average temperatures were well above normal in the U.S. in June, according to new data released by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA. Overnight temperatures are increasing more rapidly than daytime highs in most of the country, as climate change causes the Earth to heat up. And last month, NOAA estimates that about 24 million people in the West, South, and Northeast experienced the warmest overnight temperatures ever recorded for June. Temperature records are broken more frequently today than they were in the past, because the planet is warmer than it has been in millions of years. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.
On Wall Street, stocks closed mixed today, with the S&P 500 hitting a new high, the Dow lost 52 points, the Nasdaq gained 25. This is NPR. Republican U.S. Senator James Inhofe has died of complications from a stroke. Inhofe was a prominent critic of studies linking human behavior to climate change. He served five terms in Congress and chaired the Senate Armed Services Committee from 2018 until last year. Inhofe was 89 years old. School desegregation pioneer Tessie Prevost has died. Prevost was one of the first black children to integrate New Orleans public schools 6 years after the U.S. Supreme Court's Brown v. Board of Education ruling in 1954. NPR's Debbie Elliott has more.
Tessie Prevost made history in 1960, along with Gail Etienne and Leona Tate, known as the McDonough Three. At age six, federal marshals escorted them past hostile white crowds to enroll in McDonough 19 Elementary School in New Orleans' Lower Ninth Ward. Tate says they were ostracized, so they formed a tight bond.
The way we were prepared was not to do anything alone. Whatever we did, we had to do it with the three of us.
New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell calls Prevost's passing a profound loss, saying her courage paved the way for greater educational equality in the U.S. Prevost was 69 years old. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, New Orleans.
Nikki Haley is releasing her delegates to allow them to back Donald Trump at the Republican National Convention. Haley won 97 delegates during her failed bid for the GOP nomination. The former South Carolina governor is calling for party unity. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. And the Public Welfare Foundation, committed to advancing transformative youth and criminal justice reforms.
Thank you.
new music by the Chris McDonald Jazz Orchestra opening this hour of Jazz in the Night on KPR. The new album called It's About Time, and that piece composed and arranged by the leader Chris McDonald. He called it Korean, as in Chick Corea, C-O-R-E-A-N. Korean Fantasy. It featured Jeff Coffin on flute, Roger Bissell trombone, Mark Douthat alto sax, guitarist Mark Baldwin, pianist Pat Coyle. It's About Time, the new album, the Chris McDonald Jazz Orchestra. And new music next from the pianist from South Korea, has been in New York City a few years now, Jihee Hyo. And we've got one from the Vinyl Vault in about 7-8 minutes, going back to 1977 for the New York Jazz Quartet, an album that included pianist Sir Roland Hanna. I'm Bob McWilliams, your host for Jazz in the Night. Jihee Hyo's new album is called Flow. It's mostly a trio album, but we are going to hear one of the two quartet pieces. It's called The Late Bloomer. It has Jihee Hyo piano, bass and drums by Alexander Claffey and Joe Farnsworth, and guest on alto sax on this one, Vincent Herring. The music of Jihee Hyo, again, it's called The Late Bloomer, here on KPR. pianist Jihee Hyo on KPR, her composition, The Late Bloomer, from her new album, Flow, with Alexander Claffey, the bassist, and drummer Joe Farnsworth, plus guest alto saxophonist Vincent Herring. With music in just over 10 minutes from our jazz album of the week, Conrad Herwig's The Latin Side of McCoy Tyner, and music from the vinyl vault up next by the New York Jazz Quartet. Support for Jazz in the Night on KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering decorative stamped and stained concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. More information about creating your backyard oasis is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com. Up next, the New York Jazz Quartet from the Vinyl Vault. That band had sax and flute by Frank West and piano by Sir Roland Hanna, with George Mraz and Richard Pratt, bass and drums. We'll hear from the 1977 LP called Surge, and a tune by Sir Roland Hanna. He calls it Big Bad Henry, here on KPR.
Thank you.
Saxophonist Frank West, pianist Roland Hanna, bassist George Mraz, drummer Richie Pratt. That's the New York Jazz Quartet on KPR. One from the Vinyl Vault, the 1977 LP called Surge, came out on Inner City Records. And the tune by Sir Roland Hanna at the piano, he called it Big Bad Henry. We're going to hear from a new one from pretty young trumpeter Anthony Stanko doing a classic bebop piece. That'll be just over 5 minutes away here on Jazz in the Night. We're here, and we are, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 90.3 Chanute, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Well, let's hear once again from our jazz album of the week, trombonist Conrad Herwig and his album, The Latin Side of McCoy Tyner.
Thank you.
trombonist Conrad Herwig from the KPR Jazz Album of the Week, the Latin side of McCoy Tyner McCoy's piece, Reaching Forth, F-O-U-R-T-H, that featured the leader Conrad Herwig on trombone and Craig Handy on tenor sax and pianist Bill O'Connell. The rest of the band, mighty fine indeed, with bassist Ruben Rodriguez, drummer Robbie Amin, conga drummer Camilo Molina, and trumpeter Alex Norris. Conrad Herwig's The Latin Side of McCoy Tyner. More from that next hour and throughout the week here on KPR's Jazz in the Night. Well, coming up in just about 5 minutes, alto saxophonist Frank Morgan back in 1988 with the Frank Morgan All-Stars in an all-star band again. I'll just mention a couple of them, Joe Henderson and Bobby Hutcherson. So we'll be getting to that, and we'll be getting to a young trumpeter, Anthony Stanko. The new album is called Stanko's Time, and he's working with guitarist Randy Napoleon and pianist Xavier Davis, as well as Rodney Whitaker and Joe Farnsworth, bass and drums. A wide range of material. This one goes back to a classic bebop section of the mid-40s. It's the tune Hot House, here from trumpeter Anthony Stanko on KPR. Trumpeter Anthony Stanko on KPR playing a classic mid-40s bebop tune by Tad Dameron called Hot House. Here on KPR, the new album Stanko's Time, Detroit Born and Bred. Trumpeter Anthony Stanko, one of the latest in the great lineage of jazz music out of Detroit. And at age 13, he began to be mentored by the great Detroit trumpeter Marcus Belgrave, and not long thereafter, mentored by the bassist you heard here, Rodney Whittaker. And on this album, Rodney Whittaker, plus guitarist Randy Napoleon, pianist Xavier Davis, drummer Joe Farnsworth, trumpeter Anthony Stanko, who is now an associate professor of trumpet in the Jazz Studies program at Michigan State University. With alto saxophonist Frank Morgan up next in about 10 minutes, a new one from the Brazilian singer and pianist Iliane Elias here on Kansas Public Radio. In 1988, recorded for the contemporary record labels, the Frank Morgan All-Stars, the alto saxophonist Frank Morgan, who came up in California in the mid-50s as a great emulator of Charlie Parker's approach to jazz. Unfortunately, he also emulated Bird's approach to heroin, and Frank Morgan was off the scene for many years, mostly incarcerated for various drug-related convictions. But he came back late in life, later in his life, and made a whole lot of great music. And on this one, it really is an all-star band. Joe Henderson on tenor sax and Bobby Hutcherson vibes. Mulgrew Miller at the piano. Ron Carter and Al Foster bass and drums. And this is a tune from Frank Morgan called Old Bowl, New Grits here on KPR. Thank you. Alto saxophonist Frank Morgan, attuned by the great pianist Mulgrew Miller, called Old Bowl, New Grits, here on KPR's Jazz in the Night, the 1988 album from the Frank Morgan All-Stars called Reflections. Frank with Mulgrew at the piano, Ron Carter and Al Foster bass and drums, Vibus Bobby Hutcherson, tenor saxophonist Joe Henderson, an all-star band indeed. The album Reflections, the Frank Morgan All-Stars, with Iliane Elias from the Brazilian artist's brand new album called Time and Again. That is next in about 15 minutes. Music from the New York City Combo. Latin jazz pianist Oscar Hernandez and his band Alma Libre. That'll be after the news at the top of the hour here on KPR. Well, the Brazilian pianist and singer Iliane Elias, early in her career, she stuck to piano. In fact, I first saw her when she was quite young, playing with the band Steps Ahead with Mike Maneri, Eddie Gomez, and others. Well, her new album, as in many of her more recent albums, features her vocals as well as piano playing. And we're going to hear the piece from this one called It's Time, from the new album Time and Again, Iliane Elias on Kansas Public Radio.
Tell me why, tell me why, tell me why. Oh, it's time. To be in touch, how is life? Treating you, I stop for a moment to look around you. Not long ago, took the long view, took your time, played all the cards you held in your hand. And then you notice you haven't won. You worked so hard to make it. You wonder how you can change fate, rearrange. Today is now. One more try, sigh, cry. You know it's time. Time to let go. Say your goodbyes. Turn the light. Stop for a moment, I think about you.
Brazilian music from Eliane Elias. She wrote that one and called it It's Time. It's on her new album, Time and Again, here on KPR's Jazz in the Night. Brazilian pianist, singer, songwriter, Eliane Elias, here on KPR's Jazz in the Night. We've got one more to take us up to 11 o'clock. NPR News at 11:01, and I'm here till midnight with great jazz, and then it's all-night jazz with David Bassey. Baritone saxophonist Brian Landris, who also plays a variety of other instruments, has a new album out called Brian Landris Plays Ellington and Strayhorn. This is a gorgeous ballad credited to both Duke and Billy. It's called Star-Crossed Lovers, and it opens with acoustic guitar by Dave Stryker. And then baritone saxophonist Brian Landris enters for Star-Crossed Lovers on KPR. Baritone saxophonist Brian Landris and his version of Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn's Star-Crossed Lovers on KPR. It's from his new album, Billy. Brian Landers plays Ellington and Strayhorn with baritone sax and then all the other wind instruments in background done by Brian and that gorgeous acoustic guitar by Dave Stryker. The bassist, Jay Anderson, the drummer, Billy Hart, plays Ellington and Strayhorn here on Kansas Public Radio.
From the inner workings of the government to the creatives making waves in the arts, Morning Edition lets you hear directly from people making headlines.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is with us.
That's writer and director Ava DuVernay.
I spoke recently with Billie Eilish and her brother slash producer slash co-writer Phineas.
Listen weekdays for conversations and stories that go deeper than sound bites on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition, weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. here on Kansas Public Radio. We're here, and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5 KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7 KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3 KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. I'm Bob McWilliams. Thanks for staying up to listen to me bring you Jazz in the Night. I'm here for another hour on KPR, and then all night long, after midnight, it'll be jazz with David Bassey. I'll kick off the next hour with some Latin jazz from Oscar Hernandez and Alma Libre from the New York City Latin jazz scene a little bit later. A brand new one from the great trombonist Steve Turay. All that and more in this 11 o'clock hour of Jazz in the Night on Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Democrats on Capitol Hill still disagree on whether President Biden is fit to campaign for a second term in light of his poor debate performance. As NPR's Jung Yoon Han reports, House and Senate Democrats held two closed-door meetings on the topic on Tuesday.
Worries over Biden's candidacy persisted among some Democrats after the meetings. Nearly 10 House Democrats have publicly called on Biden to withdraw as the party's nominee, but Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman said it's a waste of time to question Biden's bid.
He's the only one that's kicked Trump's ass in an election, and it's going to be close, like it always was going to be close, and I believe he's going to win on that.
Minnesota Representative Dean Phillips, who ran against the president in the primaries over concerns about Biden's age, said he's disappointed that Democrats did not openly discuss Biden's viability earlier.
If this is vindication, vindication has never been so unfulfilling.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer reiterated his support for Biden. Jung Yoon Han, NPR News.
Democratic Party turmoil was political fodder at a Trump campaign event on Tuesday. Former President Trump highlighted the wrangling over Biden's fitness for office at a rally at one of his golf courses in Florida. As NATO leaders gather in Washington, the Biden administration is promising what it calls a strong package of support for Ukraine. Details from NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the NATO summit will strengthen Ukraine's ties to the alliance, and he's promising to make sure Ukraine has what it needs as it defends itself from Russian aggression.
Ukraine's success as a strong, independent, successful country is the best possible rebuke to the aggression that continues to be committed by Putin and Russia against Ukraine.
He spoke alongside Ukraine's foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba, who's appealing for more support in air defenses following what he calls a heinous Russian attack on Ukraine's civilian infrastructure, including a strike on a children's hospital. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The White House has declared a federal disaster area in Texas in wake of the devastation caused by Hurricane Beryl. The storm knocked out power to millions amid extreme heat. As NPR's Giles Snyder reports.
The biggest concern right now was restoring power and getting air conditioners going again in the blistering heat. In a statement, the White House says it pre-positioned generators ahead of Beryl's landfall and are moving in additional units. Beryl made landfall early Monday as a Category 1 hurricane, and the storm's remnants remain a threat, moving through the Midwest and into the Northeast.
What's left of Beryl is threatening heavy rain, flooding, and possible tornadoes across parts of the Ohio Valley. This is NPR. Some stores in Alabama, Oklahoma, and Texas are selling bullets alongside groceries. Ammunition retailer American Rounds is installing vending machines in grocery stores to make buying bullets more convenient. The year-old Texas-based firm says it uses age verification technology to ensure that buyers are of age. American Rounds already has ammunition vending machines in 6 stores with plans for 2 more in the coming weeks. Last month, launch of SpaceX's Starship destroyed eggs and nests of the snowy plover and other shore birds. That's according to a Texas conservation nonprofit. U.S. Fish and Wildlife is now investigating whether the company broke a law protecting the bird's habitat. Texas Public Radio's Paul Flav has the story.
National and local environmental groups have long attacked regulators over SpaceX's destructive launches, even going so far as suing in federal court. SpaceX's Texas launch site is in the center of a national wildlife refuge. Peter Galvin from the Center for Biological Diversity says the new investigation over violations of the Migratory Bird Treaty Act is heartening in light of past federal inaction.
The law enforcement division of Fish and Wildlife Service is a whole other deal. And when they're on the case, action definitely can happen. So we're cautiously optimistic.
Galvin's group sued the FAA last year over what he called an inadequate environmental review. I'm Paul Flav in San Antonio.
U.S. futures are flat in after-hours trading. On Asian markets, shares are mostly lower, but up a fraction in Hong Kong. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include ECMC Foundation, whose North Star is to eliminate equity gaps in post-secondary completion by 2040 so that underserved learners have greater opportunity for social and economic mobility.
pianist Oscar Hernandez and Alma Libre opening this 11 o'clock hour of KPR's Jazz in the Night, the new album called No Words Needed, and that piece called Morning Sun by Oscar Hernandez, who also leads a Spanish Harlem orchestra, working in this small group here with Bobby Franceschini on sax and flute, Robbie Amin drums, John Benitez bass, and conga drummer Samuel Torres, plus some guests here and there as well. Oscar Hernandez and Alma Libre with singer John Doakes up next in about 7 minutes. We're going to debut a new one from the great trombonist Steve Turay. I'm Bob McWilliams. Thanks for staying up with me here on Jazz in the Night. John Doakes working with the George G. Orchestra backing him on a new album called Our Day. David Gibson, very fine trombonist, also did all the arrangements for this album, including this one. It's a Freddie Hubbard tune, On the Red Clay, the lyrics by Mark Murphy. John Doakes' version of On the Red Clay on KPR.
Slapping someone on the side porch, a sleepy morning way out in the boondocks, stories being told on the red clay. Red clay's where we come from to begin with, and where we'll go when the time comes for splitting. Sand's being dug on the red clay. Someone's playing something on the back steps. The happy faces look out of the window. Always something good on the red clay. And watch her start smiling. Nobody's even sat on my red clay. Your move, my move, check me. She moves, they move, dig me. The red clay's just a dirt, but it's a lot some. So what you do when you sit in there goofing? I was a lot to do on the red clay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
John Doak singing On the Red Clay here on KPR's Jazz in the Night, a tune that Freddie Hubbard did back about 1970 for an album of the same name that was a big hit for Freddie. And a few years later, Mark Murphy wrote those lyrics here at the George G. Orchestra with the arranger David Gibson providing the backing for John Doak's his new album called Our Day. We've got the great trombonist Steve Turay up next on KPR in a little more than 10 minutes. Drummer Arthur Taylor, Art Taylor, from 1959 with Taylor's Tenors, as he leads a band with tenor saxophonist Charlie Rouse and tenor saxophonist Frank Foster. But right now, Steve Turay. The new album called Sonya's recorded live last August at Spoke Jazz Club in New York City. And what a terrific band. Nicholas Payton on trumpet, Ron Blake on tenor sax, two great veterans at bass and drums, Buster Williams and Lenny White, and the wonderful young pianist Isaiah J. Thompson. Trombonist Steve Turay here on Kansas Public Radio.
We'll be right back.
trombonist Steve Turay a tune by the great trumpeter Lee Morgan called Mr. Kenyatta. The new album, Sonia's, with Nicholas Payton and Ron Blake, trumpet and tenor sax, pianist Isaiah J. Thompson, Buster Williams, Lenny White, bass and drums, and trombonist Steve Turay. More trombone in just a bit from trombonist Conrad Herwig and his Latin Side of McCoy Tyner album. That's after we'll hear from drummer Arthur Taylor and his 1959 release, Taylor's Tenors. We're here and we are, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Well, when this album was made in June of 1959, the album Taylor's Tenor, at that time, Arthur Taylor was playing in Thelonious Monk's band, and he brought along with them Monk bandmate Charlie Rouse on tenor sax, plus tenor saxophonist Frank West, with Walter Davis piano, Sam Jones bass. Taylor's Tenor's the album, and speaking of Monk, it's Monk's tune based on I Got Rhythm called Rhythm Aning, here on KPR. Thank you. drummer Art Taylor. Taylor's Tenors, the 1959 album here on KPR, Thelonious Monk's Rhythmony, with the fellow monk musician at that time, Charlie Rouse on tenor sax, plus Frank Foster, who made his reputation in the Count Basie band in the mid-50s, Walter Davis, the pianist, Sam Jones on bass, Taylor's Tenors for Prestige Records in 1959. Well, we're going to hear some lovely piano from Noah Hajdu playing one of the great Gershwin pieces, maybe one of the greatest Gershwin pieces, Someone to Watch Over Me. And we'll do that after we hear one more time tonight from our jazz album of the week. It's trombonist Conrad Herwig and the Latin side of McCoy Tyner. This is McCoy's piece, Blues on the Corner, on KPR.
We'll be right back.
trombonist Conrad Herwig on KPR, the McCoy Tyner piece Blues on the Corner. From the new album, our KPR Jazz Album of the Week, the Latin side of McCoy Tyner and pretty much everybody in the band had a feature spot there. Pianist Bill O'Connell, saxophonist Craig Handy, trumpeter Alex Norris, the leader trombonist Conrad Herwig, and bassist Ruben Rodriguez with drummer Robbie Amin and conga drummer Camilo Molina keeping the rhythm going. The Latin side of McCoy Tyner will feature this all week long on KPR by trombonist Conrad Herwig. We've got singer Renee Marie in just a bit, but as promised, we're going to hear one of the greatest Gershwin pieces, I do believe, Someone to Watch Over Me, from pianist Noah Haydu with two of the great veterans of jazz, bassist Buster Williams and drummer Billy Hart, the album Standards 2. Noah Haydu and Someone to Watch Over Me here on Kansas Public Radio. Thank you. pianist Noah Haydu on KPR with the bassist Buster Williams, the drummer Billy Hart, and George Gershwin, Someone to Watch Over Me. Support for Jazz in the Night on KPR comes from F.W. Houston Medical Center, serving Jefferson County and beyond, now accepting applications for a certified dietary manager. Details at fwhuston.com/careers. Well, in 1950, singer Patti Page had a monster hit with a song called The Tennessee Waltz, which started off as a country song written by Pee Wee King and Red Stewart. They were on a train going to Nashville close to Christmas in 1946. They heard Bill Monroe's new song at the time, Kentucky Waltz, on the radio. Ed Stewart said, let's make it a Tennessee Waltz. We'll take Pee Wee King's already theme song, No Name Waltz, and add lyrics to it. He wrote the lyrics down in a matchbox. They took it into Nashville and recorded it, and had a top 10 country and western hit, as did Cowboy Copas. But it only became a huge hit when Patti Page recorded it in 1950. The record company at first made it a B-side to a song, believe it or not, called Boogie Woogie Santa Claus. But nobody remembers Boogie Woogie Santa Claus. Many people remember the Tennessee Waltz, as did Renee Marie. And we'll hear her jazz version of that right now on Kansas Public Radio's Trail Mix.
I was dancing with my darling to the Hey.
beautiful Tennessee waltz. One more time, the beautiful, beautiful Tennessee. It was a beautiful Tennessee. It was a beautiful Tennessee. Yeah. Oh, 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 oh.
Renee Marie and the Tennessee Waltz with the guitar playing of Marvin Sewell. Margaret Miller, piano, the Gunnar Kidwell bass drummer Gerald Cleaver here on Kansas Public Radio, the album from the year 2000. How Can I Keep From Singing? That's Renee Marie on KPR.
Morning Edition from NPR News brings you Where the Stories Are.
NPR's Morning Edition went to Pennsylvania to hear how people across that state are addressing this public health.
I'm in the back of a car, an EV, an electric vehicle, Chinese-made, China's capital, Beijing. We're moving along.
We wanted to see firsthand the challenges of accessing health care in rural America. Elberton, Georgia is a city of just...
Join us every weekday.
Morning Edition is here for you weekday mornings, 5 to 9 on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Bob McWilliams, your host for Jazz in the Night. And David Bassey brings you all-night jazz after an NPR News update. We're here and we are, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for Jazz with David Bassey on KPR comes from Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate, specializing in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information at tom-harper.com or on Instagram at Lawrence Modern. And the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library summer events, including Blockbuster Wednesdays in June and July with kid-friendly performances, including a magician, science, and more. Three different performance times every Wednesday. Details at tscpl.org.